Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
All of our least favorite One Direction songs. I can hardly name their misses.
Stole My Heart.
Girl, what? You don't stop. Stole My Heart is actually art. It's camp. What's the word?
Are you being for real?
Abstract.
Abstract?
Yes.
I don't know. No. I wouldn't say abstract.
Yes.
On all accounts, we got Tiana in the house.
I'm in the house.
She's a girl.
What is it? Corey in the house. What is that?
Yeah, Corey, that's Corey. In the house. I'm right. The man.
Okay.
Tiana in the house.
Tiana.
Is that what you want?
Tiana.
Okay.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Fangirl Central, hosted by me, Amanda.
And me, Amber, and we are sisters.
If you just don't remember, if you're new here.
Welcome.
And we are here to talk about how being a fangirl is central to our identity.
That's right.
And we have someone so special in the studio today.
Today we are so excited because our guest today is my love and dear roommate of college and now, Tiana.
Hey, Tiana.
Hey, T.
Hey, Amber. Hey, Amanda.
Wow. Hey, Tiana. I can't believe we're all here. Sweet T. IT, when the Wi-Fi goes down.
Oh, it's IT. True.
She calls Spectrum.
That's true. I call Spectrum. I do a little type. Jesus. I get things back up and running.
Bring it back.
Also, you might recognize Tiana. She was Zayn in our One Direction drag show.
That's right.
It's true.
She was also on our Fangirl Talent Show as Jason's guest on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The yearly update.
Yearly update.
Yes.
What else? I feel like, well, she was in
she's
our,
also been,
she was, we can't, we went to see the, we went to see Louis Tomlinson's movie together. And
oh,
so
right.
Yes. We were in that, mm-hmm. if you are familiar with that TikTok that we made.
Yes. And what girl are you?
I'm a Nile girl.
She's a Nile girl.
I'm a Nile girl.
Through and through.
Through and through, loud and proud.
Ooh. Has that ever changed?
No.
It's
from
never
day
changed?
One.
How did you?
Day one. And Colby,
why?
My cousin Colby can vouch for me. Uh-huh. Why you ask?
Yes, do you remember
did you
when
say
it
why?
Was?
Did you just
Amber,
say
you're
why?
A Nile girl. No, I understand why. I just mean why at the time did you feel like it? Like why did you pick him?
I'm getting hot.
Okay, well explain. talk through your feelings. This is the place.
He's very hot, mm-hmm. and he's very blonde, which we know was doctored. However,
right.
However, it was really just something about his face, his sweetness, his aura. His soul, his accent. I feel like of all the boys, Don't Come For Me, you can really, really, really feel Niall's aura more than anyone else. I don't know. I used to think I could read aura.
He is so handsome. And
wow.
You probably can.
Have you been to one of his concerts?
Yes, Amber and I went together.
That's right.
Wait, I don't think I knew about this.
It was the summer. What was it? It was the summer of 2018. It was the Greek Theater. And
in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles. It was like August 7th or 8th. And Tiana had just flown in from Texas.
And we saw Josh.
We saw Josh Divine drums.
Wait, what?
We saw him.
We were walking in.
And we both saw him almost at the same time.
Right, and we looked at each other and we were like, that was Josh.
He was just attending the concert.
Literally. But he was just standing there in the entrance.
Okay,
honestly.
For those who don't know, Josh Divine is the drummer of 21 Pilots.
What?
I'm thinking of Josh Dunn. Hold on. Now I remember who Josh Divine is.
Rewind.
But he's a drummer, isn't he?
He's a drum. Josh Divine drums.
I thought you were saying now, and I was like,
I did not know this was his career path.
Both of you went silent. Went completely silent. Wait, Josh Divine was the drummer of One Direction.
Of One Direction.
Yes.
Help me, Lord. Is he Niall's drummer?
No.
He was there at the concert to enjoy the music and support Niall.
We have to walk by him also.
Okay. Yes. Now I exactly remember because I used to follow him on Instagram.
Yes.
In 2013.
I can picture his AVI. Yeah.
And something that we all share in common is that we are black girls from the South who sweated in said Southern heat out in the sun to find One Direction.
These boys
failed at all accounts.
But Drip. Both have an experience to share. You can watch ours at one day. What is it called? The day I didn't meet One Direction.
Good Lord.
But what's funny, it's not even funny. It's just so universal that what type of day that is to run around the city looking for them. Because Tiana has like a very aligning story with like our
thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I remember the first time I told you, you were like, it sounds just like my day.
Right.
Right. And like, what was the date?
The date was actually July 23rd.
I forget this every single time.
The anniversary.
Oh my God.
The anniversary. And also the anniversary day after of One Direction getting together.
Ever released.
Are you kidding? On that day?
Yes, it was the day after Best Song Ever released. Well, we were chanting and chanting and chanting, and Niall, James Horan, was saying, come on, let's play it. He was like the only one on the stage. Like, everyone else had like descended and left.
What?
And Niall was like running around like, let's do it.
What
and we were chanting.
This chaos.
And it didn't happen.
No, that's like not fair.
It didn't happen.
And then they like played it at the next night, Dobed, didn't they? Because they did play it.
Yeah, they played
soon
it.
After.
They started playing it in the fall.
Like, maybe why wouldn't you play it right after?
Yes, so
why wouldn't
the
you?
Release. Maybe they weren't. They probably weren't rehearsed because I know exactly. Liam could not hit that set. Said her name was Georgia Rose. It always sounded painful to me. He said her name was Georgia Rose, and I'd be like, Liam, just don't do something.
Just
different
do something
it.
Different. Just go a little bit
and
lower.
Like together we can.
Harmonize.
You know, you're
right.
Like, come on,
together we can. Shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we oughta. Together we can
walk into space.
Save the human race if you think we oughta.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you went on the day that they got together.
Yeah. Like, it was bright and early.
What?
And it, had only been
3 years.
That's right.
It had only been only
and we
3 years.
So long. It felt so long at the time.
We were like, we've
been here the whole
this
time.
This is decades. Like it now, it's been a decade. No, it will be a decade.
It has been 13 years.
God. It will be a decade this summer. But back then, it was only 3 years. The decade anniversary was in 2020, and they made some like a whole hoot. The One Direction account, the Twitter account, came back online and
that
started
was
tweeting.
So alarming!
And people were like, "They're gonna do a Zoom. They're all gonna do a four person."
Ooh,
that hurt. A 4-person Zoom. Blah 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 blah. And I was like, I just don't think it's gonna happen. And I'm also really scared if that is what's gonna happen. And then, do you want to know what they did on the day on the 10 year anniversary?
Remind us all.
They posted the Where We Are
like tour concert DVD in full on YouTube. And I'm like, if you don't think that everybody who was sitting here waiting for something to come from this date doesn't already fucking have that on DVD.
Did we need that? Have we not seen that?
Right.
Thank you, though, like, I guess.
Years ago. Oh. Bootlegged, got it on DVD some way. I was like, no, you didn't.
That is not.
They really could have done nothing.
Nothing. They could have saved
Just
Skyler.
Like the rest of us in the pandemic, we could have done nothing.
Nothing.
But obviously something had to be done, but I can't believe that's what it was.
They could have done, like, they just shouldn't have acted like they were going to do something. Mm-mm. They could have posted that, but they didn't have to tweet and be like, something big's coming.
Coming back online.
Right.
Uh-uh. And that, you know, lost that your damn minds.
People look at their website and start analyzing things. You know how we go. We
right.
know
what
we do.
They know exactly what like
we
do.
So worried.
Yeah.
I mean,
so scared.
And then, like, Niall and Harry met up in the, to go on that trail, that course. They walked that trail.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were like, it was kind of around that time. People were like, oh, they are coming
like,
back.
Proof. It's
and,
okay.
And now people think they're coming back also with Louis's movie. Because
well, Louis dropped that movie out of nowhere.
Actually,
okay,
out of nowhere. I am a Louis girl, okay? And I'm going to use this space to talk about that.
Go
because
on. Come on, speak.
I didn't know that movie was happening.
No. I know.
It came out of the blue.
When he posted the trailer, I was like, Amber, what is this? I was like, Amber, what is this? And why didn't you tell me about this?
The way I couldn't
and she
watch
was like,
it.
I didn't
the trailer.
No.
I didn't know. Right. Tiana
I didn't even
didn't
watch,
watch
the trailer
it.
Because I was like, there's actually no way that my mind and body can handle that. I just have to enter the theater.
The movie starts with footage
starts
of One Direction.
On the
it
last
starts on their
performance. It is the most violent
their
entry to a movie.
And then and Louis and Harry hug on screen. And that shit would never have happened in 2015 and 16.
It is the rawest footage we've ever seen of any of these boys.
It was
showing
the backstage of their final performance.
Yeah.
The backstage of their final performance. We've never seen this
footage.
Never before seen.
Like, never before seen.
Literally never before seen.
And put it on top of, like, then they did a bunch of flashbacks. Put it on top of how they're, all of his family and friends are talking about how depressed he was about that day.
Louis wasn't ready. Louis wasn't
ready.
He
didn't want it to end.
It's just the saddest. It's the saddest beginning.
I also, he was so depressed after the band got back, broke up. I almost said what I wanted to happen.
I don't want it to happen.
I do want it to happen, especially after this movie, because when I was looking, I was like, damn, they really were like magical. And then Louis was like, I understand my place in the band. Mm-hmm. It's not to sing.
It's
to
write.
And he was like, I was so proud of being like the one with the most credits.
Yes.
And then it ended.
And
when
then
he
it
found
ended
his
right
plane.
Away.
Right. It was also, we've also talked about this. Wait, first, before I get into this, do you want them to come back quickly?
Well, they will. And I know that. And that's my stance.
You say you know that?
I
you
say, say
that
I
they will
that
and they know
and
that?
Yes, because let's be so everlasting for real.
Let's
they
not
will
say that
let's together.
So confidently.
No.
The only reason
you know that they will.
The only reason that I would say
I'm hesitant okay.
to say that they will anytime soon is because Harry's solo career is so blossoming right now, and Harry is like so off the rocket, like successful
it's
right
no
now,
time
even
soon.
Without them.
I don't think
but
it's anytime
I
soon.
I think if the call was made, if the One Direction signal were in the air, Louis would come at the drop of a hat, Liam would come at the drop of a hat. I think Niall would be a little hesitant, and Harry would
he
be
would
like,
come.
Can we do it in 3 years?
Can I say something?
Right, and that's why I think it's not anytime soon. Say something.
I'm going to do a counterpoint on myself because of what you're on. I don't think that Harry is, of course, blossoming a lot. He's doing a bunch of residencies. But I think that he's doing that because he can and for fun. And I think that as soon as they do ask, he's going to be like, oh, yeah. Because he has so much money in the bank. Like, he's doing all these residencies. He's literally just doing it for fun. And he needs to take a break, actually.
And at this point, they don't have to give up their solo careers to also...
No, they don't.
Like,
no, they do not have
don't at all.
I can imagine the scene as if it were, like, the Avengers getting back together. Like, the Avengers have broken up, which did happen in the comics, and I sobbed my little heart out when I read it. And they broke up, and they come back together, and it's, like, in a room, and it's, like, they are all, like, it can't be like last time. We can't.
No, she didn't.
we can't overwork ourselves.
Amanda, if you don't stop imitating a reunion right now,
and
you're
going to be like,
you're putting us in shock.
No. That's right, it lads. It won't be.
Not year after year.
Tour after year.
Wait a second. Wait, can I say that I don't want this to happen?
It won't be anytime soon.
I know, but I want to explain why I don't want this to happen. I don't want it to happen.
I'm on in for anything. That was supposed to be Liam.
Okay. At first I didn't get it, but then I was like, no, that was. Okay, I don't want it to happen.
Yes, you do.
Listen to me.
It will.
Listen to me.
You're in denial.
Listen, I don't want it to happen because I feel like Louis' movie gave me closure instead of wanting it to come back.
Did it?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Girl.
I'm so sad, but I'm happy that you're now touring and doing your thing. Niall's doing his thing. Harry's doing his thing. Liam needs to go and do some help and work. And I don't know if we want to leave this in here, but Liam can get some help.
Liam needs to find peace.
Find peace.
I feel like, as soon as Liam finds peace, I think they're going to get back together.
Yeah.
Because this is what I'm saying is like, okay.
I just want it to be when I'm 35 and like completely got my head screwed on. If they do it right now, all problems will go backwards.
You will be 35. You won't be anywhere near now.
Okay. I would argue that you might maybe just be 30, but
I take that argument.
I would say endorse. When Louis was talking about writing, and when I started listening to One Direction immediately after the movie was over,
right?
I was like, this music is magic. What their four voices and five do together is stunning. I need their voices to come back together because when their voices are together, it makes something magical. And I'm sorry that is triggering for both of you. However, it's true.
Can I say something?
It's harmony.
And when I think of them getting back together, I don't think of them getting back together like forever. No. I think it would be like a, they're showing us that they're all friends and that they do miss performing together and that they will perform a few old songs. Will they have new songs?
I think it's going to be like a one tour wonder.
Like they're going to come back for one tour.
And they would name it that shit exactly. And you know they would.
Well, hear me.
I think they would re-record some old songs.
That would rock.
I think they would re-record What Makes You Beautiful. With their mature voices. Can you imagine?
Could you imagine like almost like an acoustic deep version?
I wasn't prepared to come into this conversation today.
Neither was I, but now here we got to sit in it.
I mean.
Well, we have to talk about this. I mean, like we have never, I don't think the three of us have spoken about this because it's been so taboo.
Yeah. Okay. But also.
But we have to.
I know. Okay. So yes, I feel like if they come back, this is my fear. If they come back with new music and they bring new music, it has to be good. It can't be bad. And if it's bad, I will be sad.
I know, because it's like Pom Poms by the Jonas Brothers.
Don't do that. Make it good.
They'll make it good. They better. You know, one could be bad, but that's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. We're all human.
There must be one that's good. Can we say something controversial? Uh-oh.
Yes.
Say it.
All of our least favorite One Direction songs. Go.
Oh, it's got to be on Up All Night.
Unfortunately, mine is Live While We're Young.
Oh my God.
I skip that one every single time it comes on.
Unfortunately.
Wow.
I loved when the video dropped. I had a time.
Yeah.
But the video is what carried that song.
Exactly.
For me.
The video, the energy in the video and then all like frolicking around together. That was fun. But yeah, the song so itself, fun. I'm like, stop.
Are we talking about singles? Can we narrow it down to least favorite singles?
Sure.
Because I feel like they're non-singles. There's a lot of misses.
In your humble opinion.
For me, there's a lot of misses of the non-singles.
I can hardly name their misses.
I can't think. Stole My Heart.
Girl, what? You don't stop. Stole My Heart is actually art. It's camp. What's the word?
I agree that it's camp. I agree that it's camp.
Tonight. Are you kidding?
I agree that it's camp, but it's like...
What's the word?
Are you being for real?
Abstract.
Abstract?
Yes.
I don't know. I wouldn't say abstract. Yes. No, I would say it's straightforward.
I like listening to Stole My Heart because I think it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
How campy it is. Like, but I don't think it's good. But we are saying our least favorites. Okay.
Is that your least favorite? Like,
no, that's not my least favorite. I'm going to say something controversial.
Say it.
Say it. It's time.
I'm going to say something controversial too.
I don't really like one thing.
That is controversial.
Very.
I just don't really like it. I skipped that one. And I don't even really like the music video.
Okay.
I hear you. Do I understand?
You don't even really like the music video. Now you're just saying things.
Yeah, now you're just talking. Like, because let's be
what you're talking about.
Come on. Amanda's YouTube history. Let's be so serious.
They're on a big bus.
There's not a concept there.
They're singing with their fans.
I know, but there's not a concept there.
Yeah, but they're cute in it. And their outfits are all matching. I'm not accusing them.
I never accuse the members.
I'll say something controversial, or you might not agree with me.
What?
Say it.
I don't like Infinity. Or fireproof.
Oh.
Infinity. Like, how does fireproof go?
Fireproof.
Say more.
See, that's all we can do.
What do you think the best song without Zayn is?
Honestly, but I like that song.
I like that song. I like Fireproof.
I didn't like it the morning I came out, but it might, but I mean, I really haven't listened to it in a while. Now,
who, what are y'all, okay, hold on.
You were about to say something about
without Zayn.
I'm saying, I'm asking what your you think the best one.
So Made in the AM.
Girl, well, I don't even have Made in the AM on my fucking music.
I really like Walking in the Wind. I like Wolves too.
I like Walking in the Wind too.
Those are good ones.
And AM.
And AM.
Girl,
One Way Down, If I Could Fly. Made a Name, Love You, Goodbye.
What a Feeling.
I can't believe y'all haven't said Drag Me Down.
It hurts. History hurts.
History is a treachery.
I can't believe y'all haven't said Drag Me. My opinion is Drag Me Down.
I think I just have like a little bit of like a traumatic connection to that. Because that was literally the first one without Zayn. And I was like, oh, so y'all are really still doing this. Yeah.
Like, what are you trying? What do you mean?
Oh. It was very Survivor Destiny Child after Michelle left.
Yeah, I was like, are we really going to take that tone?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you remember when they blasted Camila Cabello off stage?
Yes. They be doing crazy really stuff. Yeah.
It was so funny. Everything, every single bit of Fifth Harmony history is hilarious
it
to
is.
Me. Yeah. For the listeners who do not know what we're talking about, when Fifth Harmony broke up, When Camila Cabello left Fifth Harmony and there were just four of them left, they sang at the VMAs, the Grammys. They didn't sing at the Grammys. Well, they sang at something. They sang at something and it was just the four of them and there was a fifth figure, but it was just a blow up doll and they literally knocked her off stage before they started singing.
It was so
just crazy.
Out of pocket.
Please look it up if you haven't seen it. If you need a laugh, look that up.
Right.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you loved One Direction when you were a child and now. What are your other like biggest fandoms from your childhood?
We did
sing Cheetah Girls.
Give
too.
Us a brief history.
I think it went in a certain order. Okay. My very, very, very first inkling of fangirling was for Cody Simpson.
Cody Simpson, yeah.
I was so young. I feel like it was like sixth, seventh.
He was
after Justin, so like sixth, seventh.
Yeah.
No. He was after Justin. Early Cody Simpson.
Wait, what? When he was before?
Yeah.
You were early?
Before Justin. So for me, chronologically.
This is a unicorn. We found a unicorn.
Cody Simpson, Justin Bieber, One Direction, 5 Seconds of Summer. That is my order.
What was he doing in his early days?
A whole lot of almost nothing, right? He was
just
like
just on a little bit on Australian.
Yeah, that's all he was doing was singing on YouTube. And he was so, so small at the time that the only performance that he was having near me, that I was lucky there even was one, was at the House of Blues in New Orleans. And I was so excited. And so I was honestly losing my mind. The only other person that loved Cody Simpson as much as I did at the time was my cousin Colby.
Shout out Colby.
Shout out Colby. Love you, girl. She loved him too. So we had this whole grand scheme to go to the House of Blues performance together. My dad got us VIP tickets. I was so, so excited. Colby at the time lived in Tennessee. I lived in New Orleans, right? I made a Word document with every single required thing that we needed for the Cody Simpson concert down to the two twos. Yes.
What was on the list?
Yeah. It was, we had hats, we had t-shirts, we had tutus, we had leggings, we had shoes.
Tutus?
Oh, you meant tutus.
You meant tutus.
I thought that was some slang I didn't know.
Like frilly tutus. That's how young I was.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, tutus is what I need to wear when I go see Cody Simpson.
How did you find him? Did you just stumble across him on YouTube?
Sure did.
Little tiny blonde Australian boy.
So that was my first.
And you met him?
No. Okay, so there's a very sad ending. A very sad ending to that House of Blues performance. Colby was not allowed to come to New Orleans for that performance at the very last minute. It was literally approved and signed off on for months. And then last minute, boom, she couldn't come. Me, heartbroken. And for my loyalty, I couldn't go without her.
Right.
Oh my God.
So I didn't go. And I let my dad give the tickets.
That's so sad.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
That is sad.
It is.
Then came Justin.
Can you remember the heartbreak when he would bring One Less Lonely Girl up on stage and it wasn't you?
The way my hand was so high in the sky.
The way I knew that I wasn't going to get picked, though, like, it was okay. It was okay for me. Yeah. I wasn't heartbroken every time because, honestly, I still was One Less Lonely Girl while I was there.
And that's the truth.
That is so beautiful.
That's really true.
That is so
beautiful. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
Aww.
I didn't think that I was going to get chosen either, just because at the time I was like, white boys don't like black girls.
And that's the truth.
But he was always talking about Beyonce and Rihanna.
Always.
I mean,
there was no way that we would have been picked because we were up on
far away.
So, but I was just kind of like, maybe they come and find the people.
Right. Maybe they look around and look.
Yeah, I was maybe they see who's dancing the hardest.
Yeah.
And so I would like dance and sing my chest out. When he sang Never Say Never, I saw red.
That,
like, Amber almost passed out.
I screamed because he said, never say never. And I said,
oh no.
And I literally screamed. I don't think I can shriek that loud until this day because I felt something go wrong in my vocal. And then I saw black and like the lights were dissipating and I fell a little bit and my daddy caught me and I was
picked her back up.
Thank you, Andre.
And thanks, Justin.
One of my best friends, Caitlin, got us VIP tickets to Justin. And what that meant is that we got like a whole bunch of like extra lanyards and stuff. There was no backstage anything, okay?
Lanyards?
Yeah.
I remember they used to do all that stuff.
We were rightful in what we did here. Okay, so we paid so much money for these VIP tickets, right? We go and we're in the nosebleeds.
What?
First of all, confusing.
Yeah.
So we walked up there and we were like, this just isn't right.
VIP?
VIP.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So we said, this just isn't right. What are we to do? We walked to the box office and cried.
Mm-hmm.
We just cried. And we said, we are VIP and we are in the nosebleeds and we're scared and we can't see Justin
from up here. That's
and
right.
We paid for VIP and we just don't know what to do because we're going to have to sit down because it's too high up.
Oh.
And we were just crying.
Yeah, that was a good angle.
It's too high up. In the 100 section.
Wow.
That's a big upgrade. That's down.
Yes.
Right there.
And Caitlin's mom, she said she's never heard the same again. Like her ears have never worked properly again.
Dear. I mean, I don't think my ears have worked properly since I went to the Take Me Home.
Same.
Tour.
My ears popped. Like Zayn started sounding like he was speaking in a chipmunk voice because of how loud they screamed at the encore.
I believe Louis looked at me at the Take Me Home tour because I have a picture of he was eating nachos and on stage.
Of course, of course he is.
They were always doing whatever they wanted on stage.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
It was like, we're here and we're going to sing for you, but we also going to live our lives.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any downtime.
They were just teenage boys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
But I was close to B stage for Take Me Home, right?
Okay.
So they were on B stage and I took a little picture with my little Canon camera and I said, I looked down at it. I said, there's no way he's looking dead at me.
Oh my God.
Of course he wasn't looking dead at me, but in my mind.
Where they flew over everybody.
Yeah.
Like I have videos of them waving. They all looked at us.
I swear Liam looked at us.
So did Harry. I think Louis did too.
I want to sit down.
It's because we're black and noticeable.
No, yeah. Because we were in a sea of white girls. Like literally they could see us.
Yes. No, yes.
Seriously, and that's why Callum Hood.
I was going to say that one and Harry.
Harry was looking at us at his concert in November too.
Callum Hood was looking at
a big group of black girls.
People. They're like, what?
And we were in
How'd
the pit.
Y'all get in
we
here?
Were in the pair. We
Hold
were
on.
Right
that
there.
Was spiritual.
Right. Harry saw our bright asses. He was giving a show. It was church. The lights were beautiful. And also, just as a side story, that was the first time I smoked out of an apple.
Yeah,
I smoked marijuana out of an apple.
In the middle. Yeah. Also, a girl recognized us for our One Direction drag TikTok.
She sure did.
And it was four out of the five of us.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, we were like, hey, yeah, we're Zane, Louis, Harry, and Niall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh and there's God. Harry up there.
Oh my goodness.
Imagine if we had dressed like them.
No.
No, I think that would have been triggering for
that
him.
That would have been so weird.
The next day he was sick to the core.
Yeah. No, that would have been triggering for him and everyone at the concert. They'd be like,
please
stop.
Please get out of here. Like this.
Gianna, how is being a fangirl central to your identity?
Fangirling has taught me how to consistently be passionate in something. Because sometimes when I feel like I'm interested in a lot of different things, you know, like career wise, hobby wise, and sometimes that can like lead me to feel lost.
Mm-hmm.
But fangirling is one thing that has always been constant through One Direction, Justin Bieber, 5 Seconds of Summer, right. My Dearest Cody, mm-hmm. you know, even down to smaller things, you know. So I guess I would say it helps me remember that, like how to feel my emotions sometimes.
It helps you apply your emotions somewhere.
I love art, right? I love painting, drawing, creating. And sometimes I'll go through periods of time where I just don't create anything for months, right? And then when I try to find my way back, I always find myself listening to One Direction.
Oh, so it kind of opens a Pandora box of sorts of creativity when you're ready.
I feel like I do the same thing. It's like when you revisit the things that made you happy as a child, like your original emotional core is like activated and you're like, oh, like this is why I enjoy life. Or like, because if I blast, like a 5 Seconds of Summer song can come on and I'm like, oh shit, like, I remember what being happy feels like.
Yeah.
Right. Like, honestly. Like
it's like, remember that
is.
Euphoria of like having this obsession back then? Like, yeah, you remember it. Like, it's like sense memory.
Yes. It's exactly that. It's sense memory.
Yeah.
Because it's
exactly
opening
what it
up.
Is.
It's like if you smell a smell and because certain smells can help you get more in the mood of creativity, like make you happier. It's like setting the atmosphere of your life. It's the soundtrack to your life.
Right. Aww. Oh my goodness.
That's such a beautiful way to put it.
It is beautiful.
I agree.
And it also is beautiful that we'll always have this, whatever it is, One Direction for us and a couple other things, but like we'll have that for the rest of our lives.
Because
that was the intense feeling that we connected to when we were like teens and going through a bunch
of
shit.
And that's why we can break out into tears sometimes.
And
it doesn't have
to go away just because we're adults.
No.
Well, we thought we could hide it in college. We were like, we're not going to talk about One Direction and we don't need to.
Tell the story of how you met and like how you discovered each other was One Direction.
Okay. So we were in, Tiana and I went to SDSU Aztecs Fight. They're doing great in the Final Four.
I'm
I don't
on top
know
two.
Oh my God.
Yeah, top two.
So
I
had
no
buzzer
idea.
Meter was crazy.
Yes.
I had no idea.
But yes, so we went there. And so it was one of those like Facebook groups where it was like, mingle.
Class of 2020, find your roommate is really what it was.
Yeah. And so I posted one, they had a form that people were like, copy and paste this. It was like name, major, hobby, doobie-doo, what do you want from thing, where you're from, everything like that. So I posted that, and Tiana messaged me from that.
Well, actually, I saw you comment on other people first. And I was like, she's black.
Right.
So I clicked on you.
I also, when you messaged me, I was like, I had also seen your face a lot because I clocked all the black girls in that group.
Yeah, I was liking things. I never mustered up the courage to like post anything because I was like, I don't need to. I can just like, you know, message everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I saw you commenting and I clicked you and I was like, come on, like Southern black girl. Yes. Like, so am I. So then we started messaging and we've reread these messages several times.
Yes.
But on Facebook?
Yeah, they're still on our Facebook.
They're still on our Facebook. And we pretty much hit all the bullet points like immediately.
We were like, what do you, it was the basic like, what do you, should we like, oh, I wanna go to frat parties, but not too many. And I also wanna explore SD and all that stuff. And then like, we both figured out that we both love BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yeah, we were like, oh my God, no way, BuzzFeed? Like, you like BuzzFeed?
Like BuzzFeed Violet videos.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
With
and
Quinta.
BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yeah.
And then we were like, what else do you like?
And then it was slowly creeping. And then it was like, I think, I don't even know how we got to it, but one of us said One Direction. And then it was like, oh, you like One Direction. Yes, I like One Direction a lot. Oh, so do I like One Direction a lot. Who's mm-hmm. your favorite? And we were both like, Niall. And then we were like, mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much all we said in the messages.
Oh, yeah. God. We also found out that we both liked the Jonas Brothers.
Mm.
And we also found out we liked... We were listening to 21 Pilots and Panic at the Disco at the time. And both of our parents were in black sororities.
You move in and then there's a night that it all comes out.
And we all
out.
Went to all girls school. Sorry, but yes.
You're like, and one more fact.
Yes, because that's really intense. That was a big one.
That's a huge one.
We were like, oh, what? Tiana went in middle school.
Yeah.
But if you've been for like 4 years plus, you know the experience.
I didn't think I knew that.
But what about... The night. Okay. So
our dear friends at the time that lived in our freshman year hallway
mm-hmm.
were all in our room and they knew that we liked One Direction and that, you know, that's what they knew. And I think they just started taunting us one night
mm-hmm.
about it and being like, tell us more. Because we had like told them to shut up several times like before. And so at this particular night, it like came to a head.
Yes. And they asked us how we knew these things about them and like we were like we know because we keep track of what's going on like and
they were asking like how do we know their middle names like random things
because we watch interviews.
It was like, what do you mean
they have documentaries?
I mean, give us the information,
they tell us, they're on Twitter, like we know about them and it was dumb.
It was like those questions that you don't want to be asked in 2014.
Yes.
And then they asked us, I don't know how we got on the topic.
But we talked about their, I think maybe their biggest performance, but we talked about, what is the concert venue?
Madison Square Garden.
MSG.
December 3rd.
Yeah. We talked about the MSG performance when One Direction played at Madison Square Garden.
In 2012.
And they were receiving threats from Mr. X.
Specifically Harry.
Tell me who this is.
So it started on Tumblr, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where Mr. X was this like man who was like out to kill them.
What mm-hmm. the fuck?
Yes.
And like was like bringing gun to
what
MSG.
The fuck?
Yeah.
And so it became like a really, really big like
conspiracy
watch out
theory,
for him kind of thing. Everyone that's going to MSG. And then it's made the live streams that much more popular because everyone was worried that like, they were gonna die.
Oh my God.
Everybody was scared One Direction was gonna die that night.
Or like
night.
One of them was gonna be like shot. Mainly Harry.
Were you part of the fandom at this point?
Yes.
Oh,
I was in my
God.
Room in the dark looking at the screen.
Oh my
God.
Yeah,
and so was I. I was looking at that live stream like they're all still standing.
And so you were telling your college
about this story.
Yeah, we were telling about this and I had not talked about Mr. X like since it happened. And so I ended up in the corner of our room having a breakdown.
Crying.
Oh no.
And I said, everybody out. Everyone get out.
Yeah,
I said, party over. It's time to go to bed. Everyone go back to your dorm rooms.
If you're gonna mess with the bull, you're gonna get the horns.
Right. Yeah, so like, fuck around and find out. Like, you cannot ask us in depth all these questions. It was also after a time where Tiana and I, the first night of freshman year, okay, Tiana and I are very special college roommates because, I mean, I guess a lot of people can relate, but
a lot of people can't.
We Snapchatted all, like, we had a, like, 274-day Snapchat streak by the
Before
first day of freshman year.
Yeah.
Like, we agreed to be roommates and then continuously talked every single day until freshman
until
year
we
started.
Met.
Yeah, until
Whoa.
We met.
Yeah.
And And so we knew how it, how
I had
much,
no idea about that.
Yeah, we knew how much we liked One Direction, and we knew a lot of about like how our everything. Our schools, our private
so
schools,
were
white
you,
people.
We were you communicating like about One Direction in depth the way that fangirls do?
We were communicating about everything in depth. We were like fully friends by freshman day.
So you're like pen
pals.
Like full pen pals.
Like snap pals, if you will.
Like,
shout out Jason.
I was in class senior year, like talking to Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Typing.
Wow.
That's why it was so crazy when I showed you guys my prom photos the other day, because I was like, I told you about that encounter.
See, I literally didn't know about this because I wasn't living with you, and mm-hmm. I met mm-hmm. we met Tiana in person on the same day.
Same day.
But I didn't understand why you were so comfortable with her.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, Amber's not usually this comfortable around people. You know what I mean?
We were already friends.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, I guess they just really get along.
Yes.
We sure do. And our mothers are the same.
And yes, our mothers were roaming around asking questions.
They were like, there was a June bug, one, those like big,
those
giant
big blind bugs.
Blind green bugs flying around.
They're
running
so
into
loud.
People. And both of the moms were like, let me just go ask somebody.
What is that?
Excuse me, sir. What kind of bug is that? He keeps running into us. And the man is like, oh, they're called June bugs. They're blind.
See.
They can't see. So just like, we get them every June.
Yeah.
Whatever the man was saying.
Yeah. Our moms were like, oh my.
And we were like, look at them.
We were like, why are they asking?
Stop bothering the custodians.
Go inside.
How are they supposed to know who those bugs are?
Quit talking.
They're asking random men. Okay.
But yes. So we already knew the depth of the One Direction experience. So the first night of freshman year.
You said out.
Yeah.
You said, get out of our room.
Yes. Yeah.
And so then what happened?
She kicked everyone out while I bawled my eyes out.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. So yes, she bawled her eyes out. And I was going to say the reason that encounter, I think, really opened up the floodgates was because the first night of freshman year, Tiana and I said, let's not speak about One Direction.
There's
ever.
No need. We were like, there's no need.
You were protecting. You were trying to protect yourself.
We were like,
this
it's
is like,
over.
Yeah,
it
was
over.
College. It was over.
We're
so.
Not high schoolers. They were gone.
Mm-hmm. The band
we
has
don't
broken
have to
up.
Think about it.
Let's not. That is so okay. But can we even talk? Can we frame this like in terms of like stages of grief? Because that's what you were going through.
Mm-hmm.
Like. They had just broken up, and then you're just supposed to go to college
right.
and like leave everyone you've ever
no
known.
No wonder we were crazy. What on
no,
earth?
Like seriously, no yeah. wonder you were crazy because it was like your entire high school career, and then it's like, okay, I guess that's just abruptly over too.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Let's go be adults. And
yeah.
it's like, be adults and do not talk, speak of that.
Yeah,
and
don't
we
be
do
crazy.
Not speak of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're past that and we're in college.
But that
yeah.
is not the way to process something.
No.
That is not the way to process something, and no wonder you needed to heal.
Right.
No wonder I am healing through you guys.
And also,
thank you so much.
God
bless.
Of course, I'm healing as well.
Everybody, like it's a process, and everyone will continue to heal.
Getting up and being One Direction was so healing.
It was.
It was, and I was so nervous, but I was.
You were Zane.
I was Zane.
You were very good.
I was Harry, and you were Louis, and that was something powerful.
I just think it's so interesting how it just comes full circle, because I feel like fangirling is like a metaphor for freedom in a certain way, like
mm-hmm.
freedom to be yourself, freedom to be
not biting
creatively
your tongue.
Free, not biting your tongue, like not censoring anything.
Mm-hmm.
And like yeah. you kind of have to go through the stages of like, okay, like denial. I think y'all were in denial.
Yeah,
we were.
It was never that serious.
Yeah.
We can stop talking about it now.
Right. And it was that serious.
And it was.
It was.
And it was.
And it is.
And it always
serious.
Will be.
It is very
and
much
it
so
always
that
will
serious.
Be. Because I try to tell myself that too. I was like, yeah, I mean, like I liked One Direction in high school. This is in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Like I liked One Direction in high school.
No.
Girl, I still, it's right now. Amber came to visit me. I don't think anyone knew that I liked One Direction. Straight up. And then Amber came to visit and Kiss You came on while we were driving in the car,
oh
and me and Amber
God.
Were in the backseat
oh
with
God.
Somebody else. Like
I
someone else
this.
Had to be next to us, and we were
going
off
rocking the car,
like, rocking the car,
let me kiss you.
Like literally, like all the riffs, like
yeah.
every time we. Like, and people were like, Amanda,
And you said, well, listen.
And I said don't even talk about it. Don't even honestly, we don't have to talk about it.
That's how we thought we were going to live our college life. Like, no one was going to know.
Yeah.
But then, honestly, we had a few girls on our floor expose themselves that they also were mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. So and who's coming out of the woodworks?
Right. And we then also, Niall did release his first single, like, our freshman year, like, the first semester. And that, I think, is probably what caused us to start talking about Mr. X that night. Because we were like, now we can't do anything. Harry released his first single the next semester. And Tiana and I lay. We said no one
oh my god
bother us
oh my god
Harry's oh my god single is being yeah. played on BBC Radio 1 at this time. We're gonna, because we're at the end of the hall, we said we're gonna lock our door, do not knock and do not speak to us for the rest of the night, because we will be laying on our backs.
Yeah, and we literally shut the lights off and didn't speak,
put our our individual headphones in and said and see you on the other side.
Harry was like a light bulb. It was like a slow, because that was 2017.
Yes.
And then in 2018, Five Sauce came back. It's not like they broke up, but they came back in like a big way.
They did.
And then 2019, the Jonas Brothers came back.
Oh my God. And it keeps on going.
And it kept on going.
And that's why they will be together again one day.
And that's...
And we'll just have to mentally prepare.
One D.
I want to give you the space, Tiana, to say anything you would like to say.
Speaking to my fellow fangirls, I just really want to say again, thank you for creating a space for all fangirls to come together and truly talk about whatever their hearts desire, because it's necessary and fangirling is truly central.
Oh my God, Tiana.
Tiana's so
beautiful. I didn't know you were going to say that.
Tiana is so beautiful.
I love you guys.
We love you.
Sweet Tiana. Oh.
Okay, well, do you have anything you like to plug?
Yeah.
You're an artiste.
You got some
Yeah, you know what? Someday soon, my art Instagram will be live. It is tiana.png. So TIANNA.png. You'll be the VIP followers because nothing is there yet. But
and she's very autistic.
Soon. But it's coming soon, and she's a magnificent artist.
She really is.
And she's a genius, like, otherwise, graphic designer, like,
marketer.
She, like,
honestly, if you've ever been to anything that we've thrown, Tiana has been there.
She has her
picking up anything we need and like thinking of things that we don't even think
of. She has her hand in it.
She's a genius.
But
we could go on and on, but we must.
I love y'all.
Thank you so much for being on, Tiana.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Thank everybody for listening. Follow us at fangirl.central on Instagram
and TikTok.
My Instagram is Amanda Lane Miller.
My Instagram is Amber L. Miller.
And it's also all in our bio. But thank you for listening and
keep it chaotic.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.